I don't know how familiar you are with the point of contact, but it's basically a negative resistance device. The circuit design becomes very tricky. If you don't bias it just right, it can go into a bistable state, or it can oscillate, or do anything except what you want. The running joke was, if you want to make an oscillator, you design an amplifier. If you wanted to make an amplifier, you design an oscillator. You never were really sure what you were going to get. It would have taken a lot more design savvy to work with point contact transistors than the junction. I built a radio receiver I was using, actually, I think I used a 1698 in it as well as a 722 for a paper I delivered at the Alabama Academy of Science in Huntsville, Alabama. I had a demo model on a piece of plexiglass and gone early and checked out the facility and had it working, and they had so many people show up for that particular paper that they had to move me at the last minute. And they moved me into a room that the walls were totally metal. There was no signal coming in. Naturally, it didn't work. So I told them, I said, I take my word for it, it worked. If you want, I'll set up on the grass outside this afternoon. And I had oohs of people that took me up on that offer.